From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. South Korea is under cyber attack again today. The state-run Korea Communications Commission says 7 websites have been targeted, 1 government site and 6 private ones. They're being inundated with internet traffic designed to overwhelm them. Websites in South Korea and in the U.S. were hit by such attacks over the weekend. South Korean intelligence officials say they suspect North Korea or people supporting North Korea are responsible. The world's 8 leading industrial countries have resumed their talks in Italy. They're joined today by some of the fastest-growing countries for additional conversation on climate change. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The expanded group of countries meeting today is expected to endorse a cap on global warming of 2 degrees Celsius, or about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. But fast-growing countries, including India, China, and Brazil, have not signed on to G8 targets for curbing greenhouse gases by 50% over the next 4 decades. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the U.S. is in a better position to push for climate action after last week's narrow House vote in favor of an energy and climate bill.
What you saw happen in the United States will, I think, help move countries that thus far haven't been willing to take certain steps to demonstrate that we all have some skin in this game.
Mr. Obama met privately this morning with Brazil's president and said there's still time to make additional progress before a UN climate meeting in Copenhagen later this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, L'Aquila, Italy.
Bombs exploded in Iraq today, killing more than 50 people and wounding at least 60 others in the past 24 hours. Most of the deaths occurred in the northern town of Tal Afar, home to minority Turkmen. Police say 30 people died there in suicide attacks. In Baghdad, bombs went off in a market in Sadr City, a poor Shiite Muslim area of the capital. 7 people died. The new General Motors could emerge from bankruptcy court as early as midnight tonight. Opponents lost a bid earlier this week to make an expedited appeal. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
If the sale does take place by Friday, GM's bankruptcy will have lasted a mere 40 days, well under the 60-day timeline envisioned by the Obama administration. Attorney Stephen Jacobowski represents one of the groups that opposed GM's restructuring plan. He does not expect a last-minute reprieve.
I can't imagine a judge, based on the record that exists, staying this proceeding in order that any appeals can be heard.
GM will leave its unneeded assets and liabilities behind in bankruptcy court. The new company will be jointly owned by the U.S. and Canadian governments, a union retiree health trust, bondholders, and the old company. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Britain's most senior police officer has ordered an investigation into whether a tabloid illegally hacked into the phones of hundreds of celebrities and politicians. The tabloid News of the World is owned by Rupert Murdoch. The allegations came from The Guardian newspaper that said the targets included actors Gwyneth Paltrow and Jude Law and politicians from the 3 main parties in Britain. A top aide to former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has pleaded guilty for his part in trying to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebor reports.
Former Chief of Staff John Harris admits he and Blagojevich plotted ways that the governor could make some money off the open Senate seat. Harris resigned shortly after he and the former governor were arrested last December, and he's been cooperating with prosecutors since. Terry Eckel is Harris's lawyer.
I think John Harris ties a lot of incidents together. He will come across before a jury as absolutely 100% credible and honest, because he is. And I think his testimony will have a significant impact in the government's case against the former governor.
In return for that testimony, prosecutors have promised to ask for no more than a 3-year sentence, though Eckel will ask the judge for much less time. Eckel says Harris got caught up in an extremely difficult situation working for Blagojevich. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebor in Chicago.
The countdown is underway at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for Space Shuttle Endeavour. It's scheduled for liftoff Saturday. NASA had scrubbed 2 launch attempts last month because of hydrogen fuel leaks. The Endeavour is to go to the International Space Station. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.